going to be a little different today because won't be able to move as much. And I need to because I'm told that the more you move, the more the blood flows, and the more the blood flows, the better you think. And so I need to think. Yeah, I need to hear. I want us to look at just a couple texts because, as I said, everybody is in one of the three chairs. Because if you look at it, you can take any patriarch in the Bible and put them in this chair, and you see the natural progression. But it happens throughout history. So I want us to open our Bibles to Joshua chapter 24. Because, see, we're going to call the first chair the chair of surrender. The chair of surrender. The second chair will be the chair of settle, or settling. Having been a labor union official, when you, they say, there's a dispute and we came to a settlement, which means you compromise, but settling sounds more politically correct. And everyone who's been here knows I'm politically correct. And it begins with S. So if it's surrender, we had to have another S word. So we'll say settling. This will be the chair of struggle. Okay. And so in Joshua chapter 24, verse 14, is where we'll begin. He says, therefore, fear the Lord and worship him in sincerity and truth. See, you, I don't know if anybody's ever told you to get rid of something, but you never get rid of something you don't have. So evidently they had this. It said, get rid of the gods your fathers worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and worship Yahweh. But if it doesn't please you to worship Yahweh, choose for yourselves today the one you will worship. The gods your fathers worship beyond the Euphrates River, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my family, we will worship Yahweh. Chair of surrender. If you drop down to verse 31, he says, Israel worshipped Yahweh throughout Joshua's life and the lifetime of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had experienced all the works Yahweh had done for Israel. And if you turn over just a couple pages to Judges chapter 2. Judges chapter 2, verse 7. The people worshipped the Lord throughout Joshua's lifetime, chair of surrender, and during the lifetime of the elders who outlived Joshua. They had seen all the Lord's great works he had done for Israel. Joshua, the son of Nun, servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. They buried him in the territory of his inheritance, Timnath-Heres, in the hills, in the hill country, in Ephraim, north of Mount Gash. That whole generation was gathered together, which generation? This generation. The ones who had seen. That whole generation was gathered to their ancestors. That means they died also. It says, after them, another generation rose who did not know the Lord or his works. So here's where we are. Knows the Lord and does his works. Knows the Lord, knows about the Lord, and have seen his works. Neither knows the Lord nor his works. Saved. Saved. Not saved. Born again. Born again. Something happens in the generations. You see, by the time they got here, they didn't believe it. This chair, first chair people, know God and know his works. They do them. They see them all the time. This chair watches it. I wish I could pray like. This chair. How does that happen? Abraham. God and me. First an altar, then a well. First an altar, then a well. God and me. God and me. Isaac. Man, I'm thirsty. Let's dig a well. If we're not too tired, we'll build an altar. First an altar, then a well. First a well, if we have time. What are you doing? Well, you look thirsty. And you know, a parent that doesn't take care of his household is worse than an infidel. So I'm going to take care of you first. I'm going to do the well first. Something happens. Something happens. Because, you see, they don't even believe that it's possible. The deep commitment. See, train up a child. As for me and my house, train up a child in the way they should go. How do you train them up? You don't send them to school. It's not through Bible stories. It's leadership by example. To disciple doesn't mean to teach a class. It means to bring alongside of. The Apostle Paul says, you want to know what Jesus looks like? Look at me, he says. What does the church say? Nobody's perfect. Don't look at me. Something happens. Something happens. And over here, they're watching. See, they're watching over here. And they're on their way to church. And here's what happens. I'm telling you, when we get home, you're going to get it. What are you talking about? And mom and dad, you know, they're going at it. And they, that's why I say every church should have a speed bump, because you have to know when you're at church, you know. And they, boom, they hit the, greatly blessed and highly favored. And they're sitting in church, and preacher says, Mr. Johnson, will you come up here and pray? They're going to get taught to pray. Evidently, they weren't in the car. They're seeing something that should be here, and it's here. A chair of settling. It'll all work out. It's okay. Had a discussion with one of my grandchildren this week. You know. Judge not, lest you be judged. Have you heard that? I said, the Bible never says that. Well, it's right here. I said, well, you better read the whole thing, because you judge every day. Everybody judges. And the Bible even says if you don't judge, you won't be in the kingdom. See, judging isn't saying, yeah, what you're doing is wrong. Because let's face it, drugs kill people. And to tell people, oh, that's okay. Everybody has problems. You gotta love them. That's what happens. That's what happens. They just settle. Here's what was taking place. It's exciting. I'm so excited. Why are you excited? See that big wall? We're going to walk around it. Okay. Why? Well, Joshua said God told him to. Then what's going to happen? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. The next day comes. What are we going to do today, Dad? We're going to walk around the wall again. Why? Because God said so. Then what's going to happen? It's going to be different today. It's going to be different. What do you mean it's going to be different? After we walk around, we're going to yell. And I don't know. God said to yell. What's going to happen? We're going to make a lot of noise, he says. But I mean, what's going to happen? Something like happened at the river. Things start, and they're watching it. They're watching it. They actually believe that it can take place. They actually believe when you pray for somebody, they're going to be healed. They actually believe that when, you know, look at those people mocking us. Don't pay any attention to them. First chair people know God and know his works. Second chair people know about God and they've seen his works. But I'm not my dad. You know? I'm just not my dad. I'm not my mom. You know? do it because I know it works. I'm not sure it works. They want to see God, but something's getting in their way, so they can't. We're compromising, constantly compromising, constantly breaking things down. And so they want no part of it, because they say the church is so full of hypocrites. I believe God can supply all my needs. I don't know how we're paying the mortgage this month, honey. George Mueller, running the orphanage in England, had nothing to feed them. Absolutely nothing. And he has all the children of the orphanage sitting there. And he said, we're going to not pray for food. See, that's our problem. We pray for food. George Mueller thanked God for the food. And as he was praying, they heard a rumble. He had no clue it was going to happen. But as he was praying, nothing, you know. He was old Mother Hubbard. I mean, the cupboards were bare. There was nothing. You know, as he was praying, trucks started to come through the gate. They never did find out where they came from. Kind of like at the storehouse, you know. Trucks just keep coming in. Why? Because people in the first chair actually believe God's going to do what he says. I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. Did anybody go without meat this week, you guys?
Oh, no.
I wonder. I'm that good. You know, I can do that from Florida. Or he's that good. He can do it from heaven. See? When we pray, we expect God to do what he says. I'm not asking him to do something that he didn't say he would do. He says, you ask, I'm your man. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. But over here, I hope they're healed. I don't know if Carol noticed. I didn't ask her how Paxton was. You know why? I prayed. I did everything I could do. Hey, and I'm telling you right now, the doctors can't heal him. Yeah. How do I know? Watch doctors. You know, my grandson, when he was this high, he's now on a nuclear sub in the Navy, and they're trying to get him into medical school. But he hasn't made that decision yet. But he said, when you're thinking, you've got to go, You ever watch doctors? They come into your room and they'll go, That means I don't have a clue. Or they'll go, yeah. They can cut you. They can put you like Richard in the tube. You know, what are you, claustrophobic? Let me put this thing over your face. Yeah, I remember Doug. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I had that mask up until about 6 months ago. My granddaughter needed a project. I said, I got just the thing for you. And it was Doug's mask. They would bolt his head, and he was claustrophobic. They would bolt his head to the table. Yeah. And he said, like Richard said, when he saw the mask coming down, he would see the face of Jesus in it coming down upon him. It's the only way he did it. Yeah. You think about that. See, that's what happens here. But here, we're not sure. We're just not sure it's going to, I'm not even sure it's possible. I'm not even sure it's possible. I know it worked for them, but it's just not working for me. You see, first chair people, King David. I want to build the temple. Can't. A lot of summation as to why. Some people say it was because Bathsheba. Some people say it was because he had blood on his hands. I say it's because he was obedient. You can't. Okay, I won't. But you can get it ready for your son, Solomon. See, here we sound good. Wilt thou, oh Father? Let's face it, people, we don't talk to that. When was the last time you called somebody and said, "Why, Wendell, wilt thou come over for dinner? You want to meet us at the gymnast?" You know, we sound so pious. And Solomon God says, "What is it that you want?" And it sounds like the first chair. Just give me wisdom. What? Just give me wisdom. Want wisdom? Here's what I've learned, Solomon. You only need to know three things to be king. Don't amass to yourself a lot of money. Don't amass to yourself a lot of horses, which were tanks in their day. Jet planes, fighter jets. And don't amass to yourself a lot of women. I just want to serve you, God. Daddy said, "I'm going to get to build the temple, and I'm your man." By the time Solomon was king a few years, $3.8 billion of gold every year coming into his treasury. Now, $3.8 billion. 300 wives, 700 concubines. 10,000 horses. Gets ready to build the temple. I mean, we've all heard of Solomon's temple, haven't we? 7 years to build Solomon's temple. What a man of God. Builds his house. 13 years to build his house. And more than twice as much money than it costs to build the temple. See, in this chair, as I say over here, like Solomon, it's not about the money. I'm doing it for you. It's a lie. They're doing it for them. It's always about the money. It's always about the power. You look at Washington, D.C. It's not about impeachment. It's about power. It's about money. I mean, like we said in Bible study, I don't want to do things under budget and ahead of time. I want it to take longer and cost more. When was the last time you ever saw a government contract come in under budget and on time? Before 2016, never. But we moved the embassy to Jerusalem ahead of time, ahead of schedule, and under budget. See, that tells me something. God says, they're watching. And they can't see me because you're blocking the view. And no matter which way I try to get around, you move. And we keep moving further
and further and further. And we do it saying, well, you know, they have a right to. Everybody has a right to their opinion. I don't want any part of it. If that's what God is like, one way at home, another way at church. See, God says, I am the Lord your God. I change not. I'm consistent. Yeah. Had a friend who has a saying. He says, if I tell you a rooster can pull a freight train, you hook him up. Yeah. That's God. That's God. That's not God. Yeah, he says, if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain and it will be removed. I can tell you, a rooster can pull a freight train, you hook him up, is what he said. That's the Revised Substandard Version. And so what happens here, they're having dinner. You know, they come over for holidays because, you know, gifts keep the children close by, even though they don't want your life. And they come over and they're talking. Did you see what Mom and Dad did? They're so old-fashioned. If they're sitting here. It's just so, why are they old-fashioned? Because, you see, here, we're nailed to the Bible, people. If the Bible says it, there's a lying song out there that says, God said it, I believe it, that settles it for me. When it should say, God said it, that settles it whether I believe it or not. Yeah, it's a done deal. Do dumb things like walk around walls. You know, Karen, I don't know if you remember, we did it. I don't know how many of you have ever done Jericho walks. We wanted a Christian school on some property out on Route 2. So we went out there and did a Jericho walk. You know, I'm going, man, we're going to have a Christian school out here. It's going to be good, nice property. You know what's out there today? A Christian school. Not ours. But it is his. See, it's amazing what you can accomplish if you don't care who gets the credit. But over here, I can't believe they built a school on our property. Yeah. It's about me, me. We just sang that, I think, this morning. Yeah. It's about me, me. And over here, they want no part of it. Because we live one way. Yeah. Think about what we even watch 20, 25 years ago out of conviction of the Holy Spirit. We would never watch what we're watching today. Think of what we accept into our homes. I remember we were living in Virginia Beach at the time, and an engaged couple came to visit us, and we put them in separate bedrooms. And our kid said, they're almost married. I said, well, they're almost sleeping together. Yeah. They said, what? People, they're watching. They're watching. Yeah. And if you're here, you go, well, you know what? They're going to be on a honeymoon next week. I mean, is 1 week really going to matter? Is a year really going to matter? Yeah, it breaks our hearts, see? And what happens, instead of us moving close, because, you know, they're our children. We want them in the kingdom. And how are we going to take them to the kingdom if we don't get closer to them? We dress like them. People, if you ever see me in a man bun, you have my permission to slap me. Yeah. I do not want to look like that. I don't want to be that. Yeah. And when I see one, I say, a man bun? Really? Yeah. And we get a... See, I hate the stinking second chair. It keeps people from getting to God. If we just get out of the way, maybe they can see what God's really like. And they can see. Wow. What happened to Mary's hand? Eli. That happens in the first chair. It doesn't happen here. We don't even believe in the second chair. I'm just not as good as them. I can't pray like them. I don't give as much as them. You know. Did something for someone not too long ago, and they paid me. And then they called up and said, we made a mistake and gave you our tithe check. So when I took it back, I said, I would have kept it if it was more than you owed me. But since it wasn't, yeah, I'll take my pay. Yeah, but think about it. Yeah. People, what has to take place? Let me tell you what God says about this. See, God says, open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 3, I believe it is. Here's what God says. Revelation chapter 3. Verse 15 and 16. He says, I know your works. I know you're neither hot nor cold. I wish you were hot or cold. So because you are not hot and you're not cold, you're just kind of settled. Accept anything. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. God can reach a cold person and make them warm and warmer and get them hot. When the decree went out to rebuild Jerusalem, go back to Israel, out of the millions that were in captivity, 50,000 went back. Why? The climate was nice in Babylon. Yeah. You know why we came back from Florida? We froze to death Wednesday. It was cold, people. It was cold down there. No, that's okay. Yeah. But I mean, you know, when it's nice, it's hard. Now, it was harder to leave Friday. The weather was really nice Friday. And we got to pull out. But that's what happens, see? It's comfortable. It's warm. It's snuggly. He says, I can reach cold people. I already have hot people. But he says, you people in between, it says, because you say, I don't need to pay tithes. I've got plenty of money. My needs are taken care of. I've got a medical degree. What do I need to pray for healing for? You know? Those of you who have been coming to the storehouse for a long time, the fellow who used to do worship had an office across the street, Dr. Duane. he used to say all the time. It was a medical doctor. He'd say, you know the difference between God and a doctor? God knows he's not a doctor. You'll get that this afternoon. Yeah. Think about that. Yeah. He says, this is what happens. It says, because you say I am rich and have become wealthy, I need nothing. And you don't know that you're wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. There's a whole nother sermon in the next verse. I advise you to buy of me gold refined in the fire so that you may be rich. White clothes so that you may be dressed, and your shameful nakedness not be exposed. And ointment to spread on your eyes that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke. Listen, he says, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears and opens and invites, the Bible's nice. It's really nice. You know, it kind of cleans things up a little because I guess they don't think we can handle it. But in the Greek, it says, if anyone hears and opens and invites, I will come in and have intercourse. The most intimate of a marriage relationship. Bridegroom, church the bride. But I'm not coming in where I'm not invited. I'm not coming in on your terms. I come in on my terms. What are my terms? I think Frank Sinatra said it. You do it my way. How is that? Walk around the building 7 times? Or a wall? Walk around the property and then really, you know, praise God. You know, I dreamed that if we got that property, our grandchildren could go to that Christian school. You know where my granddaughter's going? That Christian school. Go figure. And I was willing to pay for it. Back when we were doing the Jericho walk. Now she's gone. I don't even have to pay for it. Somebody else is paying. Thank you. You think about that. Think about what God does. See, if you just trust, I don't know how he's going to do it. I don't know when he's going to do it. But as sure as Jericho's walls came down, if you stay here in the first chair, a chair of surrender, because a chair of struggle is horrible. We can't go to the way of the world if you're in the second chair, because the Holy Spirit's going, you know, that ain't right. That just ain't right. Or once you do it, you go and say, I do that. Think about it. I mean, R ratings for movies does not mean religious people. Yeah. And they have to put something in there because, yeah, it was a good movie except for, yeah, it was good except for, I used to tell my grandchildren. I said, oh, really? They said, well, there wasn't a lot of profanity. I said, oh, okay. I said, let's make some brownies. Oh, I'm short of chocolate. You know, just go out and get some shadows. I had a dog at the time, Shadow. Go get some shadow droppings. You won't even taste it. But we need to level it off to an even 2 teaspoons, and we only have 1 7/8. Nobody's going to taste an eighth of a teaspoon of dog droppings in there, and you won't see it. What difference does it make? I wouldn't eat that. Second chair people do. Second chair, but we just go. Yeah. I don't know about you. I like being old-fashioned. I like, you know, old-fashioned is not prudish. We went to a wedding several years ago, and the people got upset because we were having a good time. Our whole table, we were laughing, having a good time, and they got mad because we weren't drinking. Yeah, they had to drink to get it. You know, I want to remember if I had a good time or not. Yeah. You want to know what a first chair looks like? When you need money and somebody calls you for a job and you say, I've got a show to do. Where? In the first chair. Yeah. Yeah. It's not a show for us. It's giving glory to Him, see? One God. One God. I'm so glad I'm hooked on Jesus. See, the problem is, it's comfortable here. You know, it, politically, the people who frustrate me most are the ones called the moderates. It's a gutless choice. You know, something's either right or it's wrong, people. Yeah, I think they even made a movie, Shades of Grey. Yeah. Yeah. So what's the answer? If that happens, this will happen. Yeah. Does that mean they'll never go astray? I don't know. Read Franklin Graham's story. I mean, he gave his daddy a fit, but where is he now? Right here. Yeah. People. Every one of us is in one of them. But all of us, you know, that they may be one, Father, Son, Spirit, that they may be one as we are one. It's all about this. You have a decision to make. I'm going to ask Wendell to come up and sing, and we're going to have prayer. Yeah, I'm going to get it for you. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Or you can be, I never knew Jesus before. I'm going to meet the Jesus I know. I don't want to meet the Jesus of my parents. I want to meet the Jesus I never knew. Because yeah. See, I stopped believing in God years ago. And I just started believing God. You can, second chair people believe in Him. First chair people just believe Him. Have you lost your mind? Yeah. Gave it to Jesus. Yeah.